This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, August 10. What? A man is healed? Our reading comes from Acts chapter 3. One day, Peter and John were going up to the temple at the time of prayer, at 3 in the afternoon. Now a man who was lame from birth was being carried to the temple gate, called Beautiful, where he was put every day to beg from those going into the temple courts. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for money. Peter looked straight at him, as did John. Then Peter said, "Look at us." So the man gave them his attention, expecting to get something from them. Then Peter said, "Silver or gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." Taking him by the right hand, he helped him up, and instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong. He jumped to his feet and began to walk. Then he went with them into the temple courts, walking and jumping, and praising God. When all the people saw him walking and praising God, they recognized him as the same man who used to sit begging at the temple gate called Beautiful, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. Sometimes when we read the Bible, we can miss little phrases that make a transition. The beginning of our reading today provides a transition that leads into a new experience of God's kingdom. It says, "One day, Peter and John." This will take us into a deeper sense of awe as we see God working and moving to bring more and more people to himself. Let's savor each moment as it brings wonder, inspiration, and joy. It was a regular day as Peter and John headed to the temple to pray, and then things became really irregular. A lame man asked for money, and Peter offered him something completely different. He offered him Jesus and healing all in the same moment. Wait, what happened here? The man was healed in the name of Jesus, both spiritually and physically. This might make us uncomfortable, but when God chooses to reveal who he is and what his kingdom is about, he can do powerful things. We may not always see healings like this, but when we see families restored, freedom from addiction, and other amazing turnarounds, we can sense the wonder of the new life Jesus offers. Moments like this show us the power of God's kingdom. They give us a glimpse of what the Lord came to do and what he will do when he fully restores all things. Pray with me. God, help me to see the power of the resurrection. Open my eyes and heart to the new things you are doing in and through and around me. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.